gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community connections with me, Dave, on Basingstoke Radio. It's Tuesday morning and it's that time we contact Claire on the telephone, the garden editor. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right, yourself?
Yes, very, very well. I'm a bit warm, Dave. It's getting very warm.
Don't moan about that. You know what? We're going to be complaining in a couple of weeks saying, can't it? Oh, it's too hot.
It really is. And that's what I thought we could talk about this week, because it's still technically winter. And when we've had so much rain, haven't we? Just endless amounts of rain. But we haven't had a frost this year, maybe, certainly around our place. Maybe we had a couple before Christmas, but it's just been really wet, but very, very mild.
Aren't we getting a cold snap soon?
Well, I don't know. The weather forecast this week still looks very nice, which is good, which is nice. You know, we shouldn't dish that. But what I would say is plants read the weather. They don't read labels. So if you go on AI or anything like that, it will have you a whole list of tasks to do in blah month, tasks to do in X month. Like plants wake up one morning and go, oh, it's the 1st of March. I should be doing, you know, this should happen to me. And what that means this year is we're seeing lots of plants put on early growth and really green up quite early in the season because it has been so warm and so wet. So a lot of plants which would still be normally sleeping and slumbering underground are actually starting to come into growth, which is interesting, but makes our jobs all that more a little bit delicate.
So what are we talking about today then?
So, well, we're talking about what I call the winter cutback. And the winter cutback is where in your garden, around this time of year, it's a good idea to go around and cut back things. So when we get this new growth, it can grow and unimpeded by what happened last year to it. And you don't need to cut everything back at all, but there are certain things which now is the time to do it. So I'm just going to give a quick run through of those things. So first off, roses. It is now a really good time to prune your roses before they start growing again. So we've done a whole podcast on this before, way back in the day, I think. But just a quick remember, roses grow well. They're like teenage boys. They need food and boundaries. So cut them back hard and they will grow well. You're going to want to make sure you prune them to a bud, normally one which is pointing outwards. Otherwise, you get all your flower stalks pointing inwards and getting all tangled up. But you can prune them relatively hard. If they're a climbing or rambling ones which are going up walls, you want to prune them slightly less hard. But if it's just like a shrub rose, you can go pretty firmly on them. So that's roses. Really do get that one done. The other one to do is if you have a wisteria, and now is the time to prune back your wisteria to get those lovely long flowers in late spring, early summer, in kind of May time. What you're going to want to do is prune back any buds to 2 buds per stem. And that sounds really complicated, but if you look at a wisteria, you'll see lots of knobbly bits on the long whippy bits, and you just count them back. So you only have 2 left at the bottom, right near where that little whippy bit joins a branch.
Is that technical terms, is it?
Whippy bit.
The whippy bits, yeah. And knobbly bits. Is that a technical
knobbly
term?
Knobbly bits, yeah. Oh, well, okay. If I was being really posh, it'd be called like laterals and bud point growths. But, you know me.
Yeah.
That's a made up word.
Keep it technical.
I'm not used too much Latin. I've not used too much Latin yet. So there we go. So roses and wisteria. This is kind of like last chance. Get those things done before that the rose that cracks on. Then you can cut some things right down to the ground at this time of year. And this is very exciting for those of you who just like hacking things back. If you've had a bad week at work, if you just want to work it out and work it through, these are the plants you can literally take all the way back to the ground. And the first one of these is something called dogwood, the cornice. And these normally have bright orange or red or yellow stems in winter, but you only get those really good colour on young wood. So what you do every winter around this time of year is you cut it all back hard, and then the new growth comes, and then by next autumn, December, it will look beautiful and be really colourful again for you. So the dogwoods, you can cut those back, you know, to 5 centimetres off the ground. Doesn't matter. You can go as hard as you like with those. The other one you can do the same is the butterfly bush, the buddleias. You might know these because they seem to colonise every single railway siding going, don't they? And they are lovely because they are beloved by so many butterflies later in the year. But did you know, again, this is a plant which flowers on old wood, on new wood. So if you don't ever prune it, what happens is it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. and your flowers are just right up at the top. And so if you want to, now is a great time of year to go exactly the same way as with the dogwoods, and you literally cut them back to maybe 10, 15 centimetres above the ground. It looks utterly brutal, but trust me, these are really tough plants. They grow up and down railway sidings with no care and no particular attention, so they can really take a good hard prune. So those are two ones you can go and enjoy.
So you've been quite busy on social media this week, haven't you? I'd
Yeah,
noticed.
I oh yeah, well I go through phases of putting things up, and then sometimes it's all, at this time of year it's a lot of me in mud. And there are some nice photos we can take of pruning and things like that, but sometimes I get a bit challenged. But yes, I like trying to put things up, and if people like them, please do comment, because I think things get lost in the AI slop otherwise.
Oh, don't they just? There's
But
so
yeah,
much, isn't there, on social media? So much. So,
there
so
really
much.
is. And I don't know about you, but when I look at it, it's like, well, I didn't sign up to hear about this particular group or whatever. There seems to be very odd things. But if you do like social media, I on Facebook I am Garden Editor, and on Instagram I'm at the underscore garden underscore editor. But to be honest, if you search for the Garden Editor, both of those links should come
Yeah,
up through.
and there's some good
I
reels
am.
on there. You've done some good reels last week. I quite
Thank
enjoyed
you,
listening to
thank
them. That was
you.
very good, yeah.
Lovely. Well, I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to get the captions as well, so they're accessible for everyone. My editing and my videoing skills aren't very good, but it is raw and real. And I'm not on TikTok because that's for the next generation, I think, and can conquer
Yeah.
that one.
Well, as long as you're good with gardening, that's all that matters, because that's what you're known for, isn't it?
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Then moving into the border. So let's assume we've cut back our wisteria roses, and we've cut back our big shrubs, and we just hacked them to the ground. Now the next thing we can do in the beds is look at the perennials, and then, well, first of all, we're going to look at the grasses. Now grasses fall into two general types. There's either evergreen grasses, which stay a particular color and have their shape all year round, and other grasses which die at the end of the winter, and then new growth comes. And these are kind of ornamental grasses, so I'm not talking about the grass in your lawn for these ones. So for the deciduous grasses, they will look like a load of brown, hay by now. And what you're going to want to do is to cut them to about 10 centimeters off the ground, or where you can see the new grass coming up. And the reason I'm saying do this now, normally the bricks will tell you do this in March, but I'm seeing deciduous grasses already putting on growth, and it's much harder to do that once it's all kind of intertwined. It's much easier now, before the growth starts happening, is just get the whole lot and hack it all the way back. When I worked in a very famous garden, literally we would take a lawnmower and go over the plants with a lawnmower and just literally run over the entire beds. That's how low you can go with some of these plants. So deciduous grasses, cut down for 10 to 15 centimetres. For the evergreen grasses, like the carexes, and some of the sedges, some of the grasses which hold their leaves all year round, you can do one of two things. You can either get good gloves on and just give them a stroke through. And the act of giving a stroke through will pull out anything which is dead and which has come released. And just very simple, almost like combing someone's hair. And you're just going to sit there and get your gloves on to protect them from any sharp bits, and just comb them out. That's one way of doing it. The other way I've seen on social media, and I think this is a brilliant idea, have you heard of tangle teasers?
No. Is that something used for your hair, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's kind of like a hairbrush. And I've seen someone with an old tangle teaser
Excellent.
literally using that to comb through their grasses. And I thought, what an inspired idea. So for those of you who have an abandoned tangle teaser down the back of the sofa or whatever, and got some grasses, you can go and give them a soothing hairbrush. The great thing is they don't wriggle about, they don't scream, they don't say, "Mom, stop doing that. That's really hurting." It's just a plant. So you can use the tangle teasers to give those as well.
I don't think I need
And
tangle teasers on my hair.
no. Well,
No.
some people are blessed with perfect heads, and other people
I
have
wouldn't
hair
say
on
it's
them,
perfect.
is what I've said.
I've got a bald spot forming, actually. It's quite concerning. Look like, anyway,
Well,
that's.
very gently. Very gently with a tangle teaser, you could give that a little bit of a
Okay. All right.
gentle
I'll do that
nourishment.
then. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't worry at all. And then the other thing to do in your beds and borders is to see if there's anything which is looking mushy or needs to be cut back. So quite often, after all this wet weather, you might find that a plant which has looked good all winter is now actually starting to collapse under the weight of all the dead foliage. clear all that stuff away, you might start to see some bulbs poking through. You might start to see things like geranium starting to grow. So getting rid of all the old stuff from last year will give more room for those plants to perform. And in terms of getting rid of all this old stuff that you've cut up, there's two things you can do, or three things. You can put them in your green waste bin, if you've got a green waste bin. That's all taken away and recycled. You could put them on a compost heap if you have a compost heap. A lot of people do that, but some people that's not accessible for them for all sorts of reasons. The other thing we are doing increasingly in gardens is something called chop and drop, and this is a fabulous
I
way of
like this
basically
one.
being lazy.
This
Yeah,
is
I
my
thought you would like
favorite.
this one. We've talked about this before. And basically the idea is in a natural environment, no one's going around under the woodland trees and forests going and hoovering up all the leaves and all the bits of twigs which have dropped down. They just literally lie there on the forest floor and over time they decompose. And if you ever go for a walk in an ancient forest, you know how springy the ground can feel under your feet? That's because from decades and decades and hundreds of years, all that humus, all that organic matter has built up completely naturally. And again, if we just leave the organic matter in our beds and borders, it will just decompose. It will decompose in space. Now, you might want to move them towards the back of the borders or kind of slightly away, particularly if you've cleared away anything around a plant which is pushing through. But it's completely natural, it's completely free, it's less work and it's less faff. And that's why I think it's got Dave written all over it, because I know
Lovely.
you like a nice easy win hack. So I would go for that. There's a couple of things you should not cut back. And I would be really remiss if I didn't mention, don't cut back these plants yet. So do not cut back your hydrangeas. Do not cut back your salvias. Do not cut back your penstemons. These are plants that really need last year's growth to see them through in case, as you say, we get that cold snap. So they might be looking a bit tatty, but think of all that top growth on top is like giving them a little greenhouse or an umbrella. And these plants really hate cold and wet and frost getting into their root ball. So all that top growth, which is staying on at the moment, is giving them like a little protection, like their own personal little cocoon of stuff around them to keep them going until we actually properly out of what is still technically winter. So although it might feel warm out there, hold back on your penstemons, your salvias, and your hydrangeas. And we'll cover pruning those maybe later on in the year if that's helpful for people. And that's it. Chop and drop, make yourself a cup of tea, and Bob's your uncle.
Oh,
You're ready for the year
perfect.
ahead.
That's my kind of podcast. That's what I like. A little chop and drop and a cup of tea and a biscuit. Thank you very much. Yeah, I could do
My
that.
pleasure.
Now, we're going to speak to you in a couple of weeks' time, aren't we?
Yes, indeed, indeed.
But before you go, what song are you picking today?
Well, this is a bit of an odd one. I think I always say that, don't I? It must be really annoying for our dear listeners screaming at their devices. But I thought it's kind of the end of the gardening year now. We're looking at clearing away all that final things from the last growing season, getting ready for the new one. So I thought we would go with REM. It's the end of the world as we know it, but I feel fine because I do feel fine, and so should you. Your garden will be there, come what may, working away, growing, nurturing you and the planet for 2026, and I'm here to help you with that.
Perfect. We'll get that song on in a couple of ticks. Thanks very much for joining me this morning, Claire, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak to you soon then, Dave.
Speak
Goodbye.
to you soon. Bye-bye. Right, there you go. We're
Bye.
going to get that song on in a couple of ticks. And don't forget, make sure you do check out Claire on Facebook and all the social media platforms. And sometimes she does bring out some really good reels to watch, and it's worth doing. Just follow that. Just put the Garden Editor in the Facebook search, and I'm sure you will find her. Right, let's get that song on in. Here's a track from REM.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio.